This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello. Welcome to Fully Charged Recharged. Emma and Ash with you this morning.
Good morning. Obviously, there was a couple of lovey-dovey kind of podcast intros recently the last few days about me getting engaged to Alex. But you know what? It is funny. Like, everyone's kind of like, oh, let's enjoy this lovely phase. And I'm like, yeah, it is a lovely phase. But same time, still same old Alex and Ashling. Do you know what I mean?
Why are you rowing again?
Oh, but this morning, and I was reminded of this because he texted me to apologise. I woke up as usual, was getting ready in the bathroom, as quiet as a mouse, or so I thought. You know, just my usual, very conscientiously getting ready. And I was taking my shoes out of the wardrobe and literally just took the shoes out, placed them on the floor, was lacing up my shoes. And then Alex called in from the bedroom. Love you. Which he does sometimes when he wakes up when I'm going to work.
Cute.
And then he goes, but can you be quiet? And I was like, what? And he was like, love you, but can you be quiet, please? And I was like, excuse you. I literally just put shoes on the floor, place them on the floor. Mm. Anyway, he texts me there and he goes, I was a sassy boy this morning. Sorry. Sometimes you just be half asleep and you doesn't even know what you're saying. But also, do you know when you're half asleep, like
everything's
sound
annoying.
Is magnified.
Yeah,
do you wake Jack up when you're going to work?
Yeah, I would do. And he'd kind of, I'm kind of like that as well. It wouldn't really bother me knowing I can go back to sleep.
Yeah.
Do you know, if there was 10 minutes on the clock
same.
And someone,
I'm like, sorry, fuck you, even another 3 hours in bed.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. If someone was waking me up and I had a precious 15 minutes, that would annoy me because I'm like, oh, let me.
Yes.
But I'm like, if you can roll over and get another 2 hours, I'd be delighted to wake up with you and then be like, see ya.
Yeah.
I'd almost be thrilled. He doesn't seem to be bothered by it. No, he doesn't seem to be bothered by that at all. I wish I could talk to him about his snoring though. Mother of God.
Oh no, really?
My God.
Is it really bad?
It's something else.
Has he ever done anything better, like the old strip or?
No, I feel like when he's in a certain position, it does help.
Okay.
So I kind of try and
push him over.
Just move him to his side a little bit. Because he
yeah.
If it's on his back, I think it's worse.
Do a demo?
Oh, Jesus. I'd kill me.
Foghorn. Well, like, it's not him, so it's only you doing it. Oh. Like different every time.
They mix up. Like, you can't even get into a flow.
Yeah.
No, because in your head you're like, okay, just accept him for who he is and just breathe with the snoring. But then it makes it, so it just throws you then.
Oh my God.
Or sometimes, you know, there's a rattle from like real down. They're like,
oh, I hate the ones where like it sounds like
they're in pain.
Yeah, or can't like breathe.
Are you okay? Kind of a thing. Yeah. Anyway,
boyfriend and fiance trouble.
I love it.
I just want to wake up. Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
I think it's great.
Spins Fully Charged is on.
Ah, good morning. Welcome. It is Wednesday. I think this week is flying by.
Yeah, I know. It actually really is. And if you're wondering, no, he's not here. This time yesterday, old David Hammond. I have never seen a seed planted so firmly in the ground.
Mm.
That planted the seed that he was feeling under the weather and might not make it in tomorrow.
Mm. And then he sent in a photo last night to our group when we checked in to see how he was doing, if he'd make it. And I've never seen the dramatics like it. He sent back a photo of himself sitting in his own house, in his own space, in a mask.
Wearing like a medical grade mask. Mm.
Like throwback to 2020.
He was really just like harping home. I'm like, it's okay, I believe you.
You don't need to throw on the mask for the photo and send it into the group. We get it, you're not coming in.
Mate, you don't have to come in.
Yeah,
it's all good.
Yeah.
But
I'd company, you might have heard if you were in the city centre this morning, a big scream of congratulations down the street out of my car towards Ashling. Did you even hear that? No.
Not even.
No. My boyfriend Jack took a lift into town with me this morning as he's heading back to the UK today. And after he's been in this country since the 13th of December, he hasn't seen his own house. He's never been more ready to be away from me. He's like, no, I'll
miss
you.
I'm sure the feeling's mutual.
He's like, I'll miss you, but I can't wait to go home. He's
but like living out of a suitcase for that long.
Totally.
That's nearly a month.
I fully understand that feeling of just wanting your own space.
Yeah.
Like your clothes just being everywhere. Like he's just like, I said yesterday, do you want to throw a wash on here? He was like, no, I really am looking forward to doing it myself tomorrow. And you know that feeling when you just want to go home?
God, for a lad who lives in the UK, you get great mileage out of him, Emma.
I do.
He's
brilliant.
You get great time out of him.
Back to reality now though. Probably won't see him until February.
Oh no, really? really?
End of the month, maybe, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I know, it's all or nothing, isn't it, in these long-term relationships?
Oh, she's going to be an absolute mom bag, isn't she?
Yeah, I'm going to be a real
weapon.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Benson Boone. That's called Pretty Slowly on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling, 12 minutes after 7. Good morning.
Morning. Because I'm just having the best week ever.
Good.
I deserve it. I swear to God. So I got engaged just before Christmas.
Woo!
It's nearly 3 weeks ago now.
It doesn't feel it though because we broke for Christmas, you see.
Yeah, true. So kind of some people in the office are only kind of getting the word now.
Totally. And in fairness, you dropped this news on us, then literally left, went to the airport, flew to America and I saw you for the first time since then on Monday morning. So
yeah.
I haven't even started properly celebrating with you. We haven't even been out and about yet. So
fantastic. Roll on. No, but...
Oh, but you have to just soak it up, don't you? It's a great time.
Like, it's so weird because I feel so undeserved of all the loveliness because I'm like, no guys, like I got engaged, like I'm good, you know, I'm delighted. You don't have to then be like the nicest you've ever been to me in your life.
No, because it's very
special. Happening. Everyone is showering me with things and I'm like, I just got a ring, I'm fine, I'm sorted. But like, I mean, roll on. So yesterday morning I came into work and on my desk was the most beautiful bouquet of pink roses, a helium balloon saying congratulations, a lovely box of Lily O'Brien's chocolates, and a lovely card from the Spin family wishing me a lovely engagement, which was so kind.
I was very, yeah, we were all over that, all of us. Like, it was all of us picked.
Of course.
We all chose each individual rose, and then it was actually like we all just put some money together.
Yeah, yeah, chipped
for
in.
For it. It wasn't just Boss Nick. Or
No. So that was organised by everybody, but also Boss Nick. But little did Boss Nick know that on the day after I got engaged, which was our last day before Christmas, the CEO dropped over a bottle of expensive bubbly to my desk. But I didn't let Nick know that. Little did he know the company box had been ticked. But here we go. Anyway, today I come into work and on my desk is a beautiful bouquet of white roses.
Beautiful.
A helium balloon. Mm. This time saying happy anniversary, which confused me. I was like, it's only been 2.5 weeks. And a card also saying happy anniversary. And that came from the head of marketing, Lucy, who organised it on behalf of the Spin family, not knowing that Nick had organised flowers and a balloon saying the correct thing. Brilliant. On behalf of the Spin family. Now, Lucy was very annoyed yesterday, apparently, when they came in. That
I was in the canteen yesterday and I walked out with a cup of tea and Lucy was kicking off at reception. I swear, I didn't order a happy anniversary. I ordered, and she was showing everyone the pink balloon that she had, and it was legitimately on her order.
That's
she was
so
like,
funny.
Like she was, I was like, Lucy, we believe you. And she was like, no, I'm trying to prove that. Like, I'm always trying to prove this to myself. Like, look, what happened here?
I like a bit of variety.
Yeah, it's a bit of fun. I said, she said, I'm going to pop it. I'm going to pop it and put it in the bin. I said, no. I said, Aisling will enjoy this. It'll be funny. It'll give her a laugh.
Absolutely. Yeah. And yesterday when I came home from work, there was a bottle of bubbles had arrived in the post from two of my friends who live in Clare. Honestly, I'm out the door with...
Has Alex gotten anything? Do boys get anything for engagements?
Alex hasn't gotten anything.
Really?
I promise you, he's gotten nothing.
Really?
I think some of the lads got him something when we had the engagement party, but no, it's all addressed to me, baby, and I love it. I'm like, roll on. Now I'm kind of like looking at other angles of areas and places that I can get a few goods out of.
Yeah.
I'm like, maybe I'll have a chat with HR. That's a new department that hasn't gifted me anything.
Yeah.
Talk to finance
have
later
you
on.
To the advertising lads and girls.
The lads in advertising, brilliant.
Yeah.
Head up to
and
them.
They've loaded good clients here, so you might get deals through the clients.
Yeah, I'll take anything. We're all celebrating, do you know what I mean? Brilliant.
Honestly, keep them coming. Just Aisling Bonner at spin103.com.
If you've a nice...
.com. It's spin1038. Marconi House, Diggs Lane.
Yeah, Dublin. The address.
Send it in. I'm actually curious to see what you get. If you run a company and want to send her literally a roll of toilet paper, I would love to see the variety of engagement presents. The most untypical engagement presents, the better, I feel.
I will literally be delighted
with
anything.
Send her a watering can.
Yeah, perfect.
Why not?
Send me a shrub.
Oh, listen, milk it, girl.
Yeah.
You're on Spin. Here's Dasha. You'll get this thing
that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Dua Lipa's Illusion on your number one hit music station. You are listening to Spin. Good morning to you.
Morning.
What I really enjoy about celebs in 2025 and, over the last number of years is having their personality online, because a lot of the time they were just behind a magazine and much more of,
Like, in, you don't
not
see
even
them
real.
In interviews and like, yeah.
You wouldn't really.
They didn't have control over their voice.
Exactly. And I suppose we really saw that with Ray when she kind of stepped away from her record label and did her own thing a few years ago and was very vocal about it online. Well, let's talk about SZA for a second. Only a few weeks ago, she dropped her new album, The Lana Project, and she's already teasing what's next. But she doesn't seem quite happy with whatever is going on. I don't know the ins and outs of what's going on between her and her recording contract, but she doesn't seem too keen on whatever, I don't know, whatever she has signed up for, basically. She tweeted the other day saying she must obviously contractually have to release two more albums with this contract under this particular agreement.
Okay.
Which is a lot of pressure because sometimes something might not come to you or you might not want to release something they don't think is your best work, but you feel like you're going to have to just get something out there.
Yeah.
So she was, as I said, transparent about this online. She said, do you know what? The next two albums could be her last. She might just go off and make peaceful children's music. And she went on to say that she's ready to go be a farmer and donate all the proceeds to different communities. She seems done kind of a bad place at the moment with whatever's going on. I think a bit of a cop-out will be making peaceful children's music.
Yeah, big time.
To be honest. And considering there's kids in my life now with my niece and nephew, there's a lot of that out there already.
Yeah.
I think if you really want to phone it in and show them that you're annoyed and peeved, then you could do something with much less effort because there's still a bit of effort in making peaceful children's music.
She's definitely done if she does these two like joke albums because no one's going to sign her again. She's taking a risk here. She wants to be actually done. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
But I was thinking, instead of the peaceful children's music, a way to freely phone it in, minimal effort, just tick that box with the record label, is a trilogy of albums called Preening.
Preening.
So one album could contain tracks like 1, cutting my fingernails. 2, filing them. 3, pluck, pluck.
A bit like ASMR.
4, the lather of my moisturizer,
etc. Oh, yeah, very good.
Another album could be called Cold, expect something nasty, but instead it's just 10 tracks containing the various sounds of having the common cold. So song titles including Runny.
Sniff.
Another one in there, Strepsils. And then the final track on the album, Sneeze, extended mix. Another could be an album called Tap That, a full EP of SZA typing and tapping her nails on a phone.
Yes, David Hammond would love that.
He'd love it. He was on my mind. He loved the sound of nails on phones. Titles could include Stick-Ons, Baby's Biab, Sultry Shellac, Gentle Gel,
Manicure,
Amazing Acrylic, etc.
Yeah.
Loads to work with. I think there's too much effort that would go into peaceful children's music. Just some ideas there for her if she happens to be listening to Spin this morning.
Yeah, literally, like spoken word, read the phone book, read a receipt.
Any letters really that come through the door, read out your ESB bill.
She probably has a beautiful sounding speaking voice if she's such a good singer.
Velvet,
so like, honestly, do you know the way CBeebies do that thing where they get like celebrities to read children's
bedtime stories?
She should just do that.
Yeah.
She's sorted.
I just think as well, it's funny to say this, but if she doesn't go be a farmer for at least a week, she's lost credibility with me.
Yeah, and if she doesn't go release like SZA's Farm, I'll be annoyed.
Same. You're on Spin.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Morning. I was just looking at a headline there about the weather.
Yeah.
The cold snap. And I just love when headlines are just like so Irish in the way that they're written. It says temps dropped to -5.6 degrees as, in quotations, more of the same expected. I'm like, that's actually just perfect. That's all I need to know. Is it, do you know what? The weather should just be recorded in, is it more the same or something new?
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Same as yesterday.
Yes. Yeah. There's your my five word weather, Emily.
Same as yesterday.
More of the same.
Yeah.
It's only 4 words. Or something new today.
It's funny, because I was looking ahead to the weekend no pun intended, playing the weekend. I want to head down to my family at the weekend. And my mom was like, the roads will be treacherous. And I was like, I think by the weekend, it's really mild.
I feel like we're in such a bubble here in Dublin. Like, even in Kildare, my parents are like, the roads! And I'm like, it's literally so grand.
I know.
But I'm not a driver, so I don't know.
But also, you get the gritted roads in the urban communities,
not in
the rural communities. Well, so you need to be careful nonetheless.
Morning. Okay, it is our first week back on the show, and it is customary at this time of year for us to make some little mystic predictions as to what's going to happen in the year to come. So we did this last year on the 11th of January of 2024. That was the day that I made my predictions for the year. We do a
Irish prediction, a showbiz prediction, and a personal prediction. So something that'll happen in Ireland, something that'll happen in the world of showbiz, and then something that'll happen to ourselves. It's hard to do the personal prediction, I think.
Totally.
Because you're like, this has to be something that will happen to me rather than something that I can just be like,
once.
I'm going to read two books, and then I'll read the two books and be like, boom, I'm mystic.
I was struggling with this yesterday as well, because it's not like an aspiration. It's a prediction.
It's not something we can control.
My brain was like, I'm going to, you know, tone up my arms. And I was like, no, that's just something that you can control.
Yeah.
It's kind of like just a random prediction, isn't it?
Yeah. So every day this week, we're going to look at one person's predictions. Yesterday, we looked at Emma's, her personal prediction for last year being get a boyfriend. Ah. And she did, which was fun.
After years of singletonness.
I don't think mine are going to be as like exciting and joyous. But I can't really remember what I predicted for last year. So let's have a listen to my Irish prediction for 2024. My Irish prediction is that there will be 3 new pizza slice shops in Dublin by the end of the year, causing Love in Dublin to do an article on the best pizza slice shop in Dublin.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
Okay.
Has anyone actually done the count on this?
I don't think Manny on Drury Street was, I think it was there already.
Yes, it was, because I listened when I pulled all these clips from last January show, and you mentioned Manny in that moment, so it was there.
I know.
There's the new one on Andrew Street. Kind of Wexford Street.
There is. Mm. I haven't been to that one yet.
Yeah.
That's new. I can't remember that one.
They opened a second Bambino's.
They opened a second Bambino and Doom Slice on Dame Lane.
And no bonus points, but I did check Love in Dublin as well.
Did
and
you?
On the 11th of July 2024, they did write an article of the 25 best pizza spots you have to try in Dublin.
I'll take that.
So there you go, Ashley. That is definitely a full point.
A solid point. Well done.
Nice. Okay, what was my showbiz prediction for last year? A showbiz prediction.
Okay.
Is a bit crazy, a bit wild, but I think Ed Sheeran will dye his hair in 2024.
My God, I honestly
thought she was going to say Ed Sheeran will die.
Oh, God, no.
I was like, oh, my God.
What an awful way to use your prediction. He's going to die. Ed Sheeran, let me just check.
Did you even think that?
No, I just thought he might do something a bit quirky and cool. He's always getting tattoos, but no, he remains a red-headed man. So, no, I got that one wrong.
Okay, cool. And your personal?
My personal prediction is pessimistic. But I predict the screen on my iPhone will have a scratch, crack, or be smashed by the end of 2024.
Wow, let's have a little invest. She's looking at the phone, she's staring at the screen.
I had bought a new iPhone literally the first week of the year.
That morning, the 11th of January, was the first day that you had that phone.
Oh, that was exciting. Oh my God, my poor baby's new year.
I could not talk to you that morning because you were just obsessed with the phone.
And it hasn't changed ever since. Producer Callum, if you would like to come over for VAR, not virtual reality.
Phone's not that good.
You will see in the centre mid-ground, there is a tiny little scratch on the screen which cannot be removed by smudging. And I think
you don't even have a screen protector, you wild woman.
You see, I needed this prediction to come true. I needed to get my point. So would you take that as a minor scratch?
It's very minor. Like, it annoy me, but I don't know. Like,
look at my phone. It's an absolute bits by comparison.
See, I would class Emma's phone as your prediction.
But did you hear it said scratch or crack?
Can I hear it once more?
Let's hear it once more. My personal prediction is pessimistic, but I predict the screen on my iPhone will have a scratch, crack, or be smashed by the end of 2024. It was a clever prediction.
I'm going to give half a point.
Fair enough.
It's one very small scratch.
Ah, but a scratch nonetheless. Huzzah!
Have you had a thought of think about things for 2025?
Yes, I have 3 predictions ready for the upcoming year, and I will forget about them by next year.
We will get to them after this from Big Pig. She is from Cork, and she's very cool.
Big Pig!
This is Favourite Girl on Spin.
Morning. Continued mysticism. Is that a word? Happening on the show right now. We do predictions for the year ahead in January every year. And on the 11th of January, I set some predictions for 2024. I would say I got 1.5 out of 3, right? That's what we've decided.
I think that's what I got as well.
Yeah. Which I think is actually pretty good. And now I'm about to set my predictions for 2025, an Irish, a showbiz, and a personal. Okay? You ready?
Mm.
My Irish prediction will be that either Cork or Galway will have a portal by the end of the year.
Oh.
I had similar thoughts on this yesterday.
The portal's gone quiet.
Yeah.
I know that, but I think they've noticed that and they're going to want a resurgence, and I think it'll be in either Cork or Galway.
think you're silly not to include Limerick in there, but anyway.
Yeah, I might be, but I thought that was a bit dramatic and like you might dock me some points. Like it was a bit too...
Yeah.
I was also going to say there will be a second Portland, Ireland by the end of the year, which would have probably worked
anyway,
too.
Anyway, you've locked it in. Cork or Galway?
We'll have a portal.
Cool.
Okay, I'm not going to say where
I think that's fair.
Yeah. Showbiz prediction? They will finally cancel Grey's Anatomy.
Oh,
that's
and I won't be heartbreak. Won't be too happy about it, but I haven't watched it in a good few years. I did watch it like up to about maybe season 15 or so. It is currently on season 20, has been renewed for season 21. When you search Grey's Anatomy on Google, it says people also ask, and almost all of them are like, does Grey's Anatomy end? Will this season be the last? When is Grey's Anatomy ending? Yeah. No one wants it anymore, I don't think. So
I just like the story to wrap up.
It's mad how much mileage they've gotten out of that.
It's like Home and Away.
And that poor woman's name
runs and runs and runs.
Yeah.
And runs and runs.
So I think this will be the last year for Grey's Anatomy, and that will be sad. And finally, my personal prediction for
this
year.
This is the girl who just got engaged.
It's actually nothing to do with engagement, not at all. I predict that I will lose at least 4 toenails this year as I plan to run both the Belfast and Dublin marathons.
Oh, I did not know you were being a marathon girl this year.
I am. I know, this is my soft launch.
Oh, here we go again.
Announcement of my marathon. So Belfast coming.
Oh, that's just ruined my day. I did.
Well, week 2 of training, Emma. There's only been one day this year I haven't run. And the nails are okay. They're getting a fungal treatment at the moment. to gear them up. So basically, because the Belfast Marathon's in May, the Dublin Marathon's in October, I'll essentially be training for a marathon pretty much for the first 10 months of the year.
Ashling, why?
Because I'm getting married next year, Emma. Got to do something about that body. Do you know what I mean?
So you're running 2 marathons?
Well, I was actually signed up to them before I got engaged. I just wanted to do Belfast, and then Dublin was coming up and I was like, go on. It's a good crack. And look, I might make it to Dublin, but nevertheless, I lost a number of toenails the last time I did a marathon. So 4
and you were
or
miserable.
Yeah, it was actually.
It was a horrible time.
Yeah, it's probably not going to be a great
year. Do you remember when you got injured?
Yeah, I was
right
crying
before.
All the time, yeah.
Oh, jeez,
yeah.
Callum.
Yeah, it was like, look, it'll probably be a crap year, but I'll have very little toenails at the end of it, but at least I'll just...
I don't care about your toenails.
Yeah.
I care about the fact I've looked every day and you're doing 2 marathons.
I'll have 2 good grid posts on the Instagram and that's all that matters, isn't it?
Right, bring on 2025. 2 marathons. 5, 6, 7, 8. All right. I was thinking maybe I'll do the VHI 10K. That'll be about it.
Enjoy that anyway.
That'll be your warm up.
Yeah, good luck.
Here's Chapel Rome. This is How to Go on Spin with Emma, Dave, and Ashling.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I like it, yeah.
Just wanna wake up
with Emma, Dave, and Ashling.
I like it like that.
It's Emma, Dave, and Ashling. Spin's Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Hello, good morning. Hope you're well.
Morning. As you'll notice, no dulcet tones of a man in the room.
Mm.
Just Emma and I this morning, which we all saw coming because yesterday Dave firmly planted the seed that he probably wouldn't be in today because he was coming down with the old flu or some form of joke.
So we said anyway.
Ah, listen, he definitely was. He definitely was a bit worse for wherever
the end. I'm totally with you. Yeah, he's not feeling great.
No. And around this time last year, Dave took an early sick day. And that was not on with us. And it kind of corresponded with the time where a particular Twitter account was becoming very viral. And it was called Where is Lorraine? And you might know that account. It's basically an account that tracks how many times the TV presenter Lorraine does her ITV TV show, Lorraine. It's actually the name of the show. And it's kind of commonly realised that Lorraine doesn't work Fridays. She doesn't work school holidays, even though her kids are all adults. And by the end of the year, she had a percentage of 59.7% of shows
that's not
that she
great.
Hosted of her own show that is literally called her name. So we made a similar account for Dave when he took an early sick day last year, and it's called, because the other one was taken, at Where is Dave 2, right? It's on Twitter or X, if you call it that. And we have put up an update, the first of the year, on at Where is Dave 2 to say that Dave has attended 66.66666% of shows in 2025.
That's not a great start.
It's truly not, as he has missed the third day of the year. And what we do is customary whenever Dave is off sick. We invite you to please go and follow at Where is Dave 2 on Twitter, because the more people that follow that page, the more anxious Dave gets.
The other thing is as well, I think the cover photo on that Twitter account is one that was taken for work, like Dave kind of doing a few poses and things.
Yeah, he does like
you have to get kind of your work shots. So he was doing a peace sign, and every time he takes another day off for illness, producer Callum morphs in another finger. So yeah. I think at the moment Dave has what, 6 fingers?
Well, we've reset now because we're at the start of New Year, so he's holding up the peace sign, so I've had to remove a finger.
He's had to remove a finger.
So he's only got one finger on the picture, but what I've decided this morning, for the whole year, I'm going to update this account. If he takes a holiday or a sick day,
yes,
so he's going to have fingers coming out of his arms.
That's totally fair.
Yeah. That's the way the Lorraine account works.
Lorraine,
well, forget about you two, because you are also both allowed annual leave days, and so is Dave, but it's just funny because it's Dave.
It's much more funny, and he'll be really annoyed by that as well.
That's excellent. Okay, so where is Dave 2 is the number 2.
A big drive to follow this page, please. We would love to get the numbers up.
Tweet it. Give out to him. Give him grief.
Absolutely.
Ask him for proof of sickness and a doctor's note.
He'll send you a picture of him wearing a medical grade mask. That's what he did to us yesterday.
Spins Fully Charged with Now. It's Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Billie Eilish on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Birds of a Feather. Good morning. Hope you're in good form.
Morning. Emma, question. If you looked down at your phone right now to see that your mom was calling you, what emotion would it elicit?
While I'm on air in work, I would panic.
Yeah.
Immediately panic.
Pure panic.
If my mom's ringing me at 8:10, there's something wrong.
In general, if my mom was ringing me, I'd panic. It's usually me rings her.
My mom rang me yesterday about 11:30.
For a chat?
And I got a fright because I thought, God, that's early now for a call. She knows I'd be probably in work, but I happened to be out yesterday. And immediately it was, is everything okay? And she said, yeah, just ring you for a chat.
Yeah.
Like, okay, perfect. Now I can relax.
See, and would it be fair to say that you're a millennial?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely, I am, yeah.
I think this problem stretches far beyond that of Gen Z, but apparently research has been done that has found that Gen Z in particular are extremely anxious when it comes to answering
the phone
and making phone calls. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a large proportion of them. The most extreme form has been called telephone-ophobia. Sorry, I had to make a pause.
Telephonophobia,
Telephonophobia, which I could have come up with myself, to be honest. And emotional symptoms of terror include delaying or avoiding making calls due to heightened distress, feeling extremely nervous prior to, during and after a call, and obsessing over what will be said amid the discussion.
We've even spoken to people on this show. Sometimes we ring people off air, and when we ring people from the studio, it comes up as a private number.
Mm.
And people are so kind of apprehensive when they don't know who it is. And then when they realise, as they kind of chill out a little bit.
Yeah.
But it is really interesting.
Especially with the scam calls and everything, everybody's so on edge. But I mean, usually they're from Belgium, so you can kind of see them coming. Getting so many from Belgium lately. Anyway, that's a side point. But yeah, a big rise in people, Gen Z people, dumping each other over text because they just don't want to deal with the interaction of a phone call.
Mm.
It's obviously like a social anxiety type of thing.
And it's also very much like it's representative of this online world that people, you know, at least we had to start with ringing each other's friends and then dealing with talking to their parents on the house phone before we got to them. Whereas that was never there. It's always just been online, hasn't it?
I loved yapping on the house phone.
So did I, be chatting away to my friend's dad. What's the story? Is she on her way yet?
Yeah. The shower. Cool. I'd be in the farthest room from the house and the house phone ring, I'd be like, I'll get it. I'll get it, Mom, leave it. And I'd always be like, it's for you. I just loved getting the phone.
I loved answering the phone,
But now I do panic. But a college in Nottingham in the UK have kind of like diagnosed this problem, and they've decided to run a course aimed to reduce phone anxiety for Gen Zs.
Cool.
This sounds like the most mortifying course to ever attend. Imagine being like, do you want to go for lunch? And then they're like, oh, sorry, I have to go to my phone call course. That's so embarrassing.
I think it's great.
It's a good idea, but like,
it's great.
Like that would bring about a lot of
slagging. Oh God, I hate phone conversations. Hate them.
Yeah, well, this
course,
is
it not with family or friends, but with like things you have to do.
Yeah.
Horrible.
So the phone course is going to involve practical classroom-based sessions during which students strengthen their telephone skills in a series of role-play activities. Again, like this must be the most cringy environment to ever be in. So students are encouraged to call restaurants to ask what time they open and call shops to ask if a certain item is in stock. So funny.
Yeah.
But I do feel like those conversations, they're entry level.
Mm.
I hope that the course will cover more tricky phone conversations, because you can get to kind of more advanced. Like, there's one thing about calling to see if a restaurant's open, but what about calling to say cancel a booking.
Oh, yeah.
Or calling to say you're late.
It's, yeah.
I'm like, you do it. No, you do it. No, you do it. Oh, we'll just turn up late. We'll just say sorry when we get there. I hate that.
What I really dislike, and it's only happened a few times, thankfully, but when you change jobs and you deal with that emergency tax and you have to call revenue.
Oh.
I'm like, I'd rather have 50% less money.
You're like, I'm sorry, I don't understand. I don't understand any of this.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, and they're like, you called us. And you're like, yeah, but I just don't get it.
Or we had a housemate move out a while ago and we had to change like Wi-Fi provider and stuff in the house. Dealing with those people on the phone. Press one in if you want gobbledygook, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. I don't know what that means.
Where's the modem? Is it a digital modem? What? So scary.
My phone just works in the house. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, another advanced phone conversation would be when you're like calling your car insurance provider and bluffing with them that you're going to leave if they don't give you a lower quote.
How many kilometres did you do last year? You're like,
six.
Jeez, how long does it take to go to work and back? Can I do the maths on that for one sec? Sorry, do you have time, Jane? Sorry to keep you waiting now. I'm just gonna have to work that out. Just average for you. I don't know.
Do you know what I find is a really awkward one when you have to cancel a doctor's appointment, and I feel like having to be like, I'm better now. So I hope they cover all bases.
You know the most awful conversation or phone call I've ever had to make, and it stands out in my head forever, and it always comes up. This goes back about 5 years when I was living in Dublin with my housemate Emer, and there's a pub close by, and it was a Saturday night, but it was a quiet time of year, and it's one of those pubs where it's either full of crack or there's nothing happening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And before we got out of our jammies and got dressed and bothered to put a scratch makeup on our faces, we were like, will we bother? It could be dead over there.
Yeah.
And she said, will you just ring them and ask if it's busy?
Stop.
I was like, I can't ring the pub and ask if it's busy. So I felt kind of bullied into this phone call because she was absolutely not doing it. Yeah. Please, Emma, you're better at these things. Please just ring them.
You would be the woman for the job.
So I rang them and said,
no.
Hey, I'm with my brother and he broke his leg today. And just with the crutches and stuff, I'm just wondering, is it busy? And he said, I wouldn't be walking around the bar. It's so busy here tonight. He might struggle if he's on crutches, especially if he just broke the leg today. Yeah. Maybe leave it off for a few days. And we said, okay, thanks for letting me know. We ran up, got ready and went to the pub.
Shoes on, Eimear. That's brilliant.
It's just with my brother and he's just after breaking his leg. And I just don't know what the crutch is if it's real
that
busy.
That was a great idea.
Recharged. If you haven't treated yourself to watching the Kneecap movie yet, I would highly recommend. It's thoroughly enjoyable from start to finish.
I only watched it the other day and absolutely loved it.
So brilliant.
So funny.
You are listening to Spin. It's Emma, David, Aisling, and I find myself in a bit of a subscription pickle. I messed up, essentially. Completely my fault, my own doing. But I really wanted to watch that show, Say Nothing, which is on Disney Plus.
I haven't seen it, but it's meant to be brilliant.
I'm on episode 3. Brilliant.
Oh,
great. I highly recommend. But anyway, I had cancelled my Disney Plus subscription like months and months ago. Mm-hmm. So I was like, right, I better re-sign up and get this thing on. So, you know, all the pop-ups at the beginning did their thing. $9.99 a month or whatever it was.
Yeah.
That's fine. Here we go. Tap, 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 tap. Half distracted. Answering someone's question in the house. Blah, blah, blah. And like everybody else, I check my quick balance several times a day. And realised pretty quickly that something was off. And unfortunately, what I didn't realise under the huge $9.99 a month was the small print, which meant that I accidentally signed up annually for the year. And they took whatever, the ghost of £100 out of my account.
Oh.
Right? I don't really need it for the year. I just want to watch this show. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Anyway, so here we go. It's January and that £90 I would very much like back, and I'm thinking of writing them an email, but obviously, Aisling, you are a literary expert. Maybe you can help me and give me some tips.
Okay. I do think you should ask for your money back, because that was a mistake.
Yeah, it was a mistake. But again, it's not their fault. It is my fault. I didn't read the small print.
My mother
always says, read the small print. So I'm thinking just like, you know, the usual, guys, hey, listen, I'm after making a bit of a mistake here. The small print caught me out. Didn't have my glasses on and I'd really kind of like...
Okay. Sorry, mind if I just stop you there? I just feel like a lot of people probably make this mistake, and I feel like they probably get hundreds of emails like this a day. I feel like you want to stand out from the crowd here. Do you mind if I suggest something a little bit different?
I'd be thrilled.
So I'm just thinking, know your audience, okay? Who are you speaking to? Disney. What do Disney love? Princesses and their own movies, okay? So this is what you have to appeal to. So I'm thinking of this. Hi, Disney. I was at a ball at the weekend and remembered my Disney Plus subscription was expiring at the stroke of midnight. Yeah. As I was renewing my membership, the clock struck 12 and my carriage turned into a pumpkin. And the impact caused me to hit the $99.99 option rather than the $9.99 option.
Understandable.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like that'll really speak to them.
Seatbelt's not as great in the pumpkin.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's off it.
Do you think?
Really good. Okay, that's great. Brilliant.
Yeah. Do you want another?
Yeah.
Okay. Another option just in case. So I'm thinking this maybe. Hi, Disney. I live with seven little lads who are always robbing my phone to play games. Yesterday, as I was purchasing my Disney Plus subscription, Grumpy snatched my phone from my hand, accidentally hitting the $99.99 option rather than the $9.99 option. Sleepy tried to reverse the damage, but he fell asleep before it could be completed.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
What about something for kind of $101 Dalmatians-esque?
Yeah, yeah, I like that one.
I'm a loyal subscriber. Well, I'm not, obviously not. That's a lie and they can see that. recently accidentally paid for an annual subscription, which feels a bit Cruella.
Oh!
Yeah. You could add in like, please consider refunding me. January's rough enough.
I'm screaming at this.
Your shows are fetching. I'd like to enjoy your site forever.
Forever.
Forever. Bit of that, maybe.
That's excellent. Mm. Can I throw in one more?
Please.
Just in case. Like, it depends on the person, what their film is. Hi, Disney. There I was renewing my monthly subscription like a real boy when all of a sudden my dad, Geppetto, burst through the doors. The shock turned me back into wood and my wooden fingers clattered off the screen, accidentally hitting the $99.99 option instead of the $9.99. Oh, what am I going to do?
Brilliant.
Yeah.
What about... Guys, listen, I froze up and I realised I paid for the annual subscription. I'm no snowflake, but it is January after all. And after I click through, everything just snowballs. Look, I'm not feeling grr, just more burr.
Yes.
Something along
those
lines.
Very good. I like them all. Callum.
To wrap that up, I can't afford to let that money go.
Oh!
You missed it.
Is there anything else I can do?
It's Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
We can dance all night.
He's the guy that brought us that big hit Stargazing last year, new from Will Smith. It's called Nice to Meet You on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling, coming up on 8:30. I was telling you this morning, found myself in a little bit of a subscription pickle, completely my own doing. I was always told to read the small print and I didn't. I was trying to sign up for Disney Plus the other day and thought that they were going to take $9.99 out of my account because that was the big pop-up. Mm-hmm. But the small print meant that I actually paid for an annual membership. I got a bit of a fright when the £100 come out of my account and I was like, ah, lads, it's January. So Aisling was helping me out there on emailing them looking for a refund, but Disneyfying them as much as possible, filling them with puns just to make them maybe have a giggle and stand out from the crowd, because undoubtedly they get several of these emails daily. I was thinking one for The Lion King.
Yeah. Popular film.
Usual stuff again, guys. I accidentally paid for an annual subscription rather than a monthly. I'm not lying. It was an accident. Feeling a bit scarred about it.
Oh,
it'd be great to start the new year perfectly.
Yeah.
Would you consider being a bit more Hakuna Matata about the whole thing? There's loads to work with there. I feel like sending them all off and seeing which one they reply to.
Oh man, I love puns. They make me so happy. No, I definitely think you should send one of them off.
Which
and
one
see
would
what
you
happens.
With?
I'd love the Lion King one, actually.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, especially Hakuna Matata. They'd love that. I'd be like, we've got to give it to her. Morning. I have my first predicament of the year, folks.
Here we go. Huzzah.
A year of which there will be many, but here it is. I am a renter, and like most renters, I don't like to bother my landlord too often.
Nope.
They're
scary, scary people, even though they're just human beings and are probably quite nice.
Our landlords are nice, but I'm also just like, the more I contact you, the more you'll remember that I'm here. And I don't want you to even remember.
Yeah.
I'll just live here quietly and all will be well. And last year we had to contact the landlord like towards the end of the year because our curtain pull fell down, / we pulled it down by mistake. And opening the curtain too viciously.
Right.
A bit more, it's a beautiful day moment and it all fell down. And I think I mentioned this on the show and a few people who listened to the show gave me a bit of grief for calling the landlord over the curtain pole falling down. They said I should have been able to fix it myself. However, the problem with our apartment is the ceilings are really high and the only way you can reach like up to the roof is with a really long ladder, which my landlord owns.
Gotcha.
So now we have another issue. And it's even less complex than a curtain pole falling down, but it's even higher up than a curtain pole.
Okay.
We need the landlord to change our light bulbs. We need them bad.
So you need the ladder more so than anything.
We need the ladder, and it'd be great if the landlord could go up and do it himself. That would save me a fair bit of bother. So essentially, in our kind of kitchen sitting room area, which is basically just the one room that we have in the apartment, There are 9 light bulbs and they're those sort of little spotlights. And I know 9 sounds like a lot, but like they don't give out a lot of light. They're like little small spotlights like built into the roof.
Bearing in mind they're lighting both the sitting room and the kitchen.
Yeah. Certain areas, okay? Mm. And currently, 4 of the 9 are gone.
Yeah.
And a fifth is on the blink. Okay,
right, yeah.
It's got like it's dimmed.
That's you're 50% down on light in the area.
Yeah. Actually, I'm exactly 50% down. A lot of them are concentrated in one certain corner, meaning that corner is very, very dark right now, and that is troublesome. So the question that I need help with answering right now over on 087-711-1038, would love your voice notes here. How many light bulbs need to go before I can contact my landlord reasonably?
Right.
Of the 9, how many need to go before I get in touch?
We're currently on 4 technically.
4.5.
Right.
We're currently on 4.5. 087-711-1038. Voice notes, please. Very simply, just the number, I suppose, of light bulbs that need to be gone before I can reasonably ask the landlord to come over and do it. Because I don't want to, like, I don't want to do it when there's 4.5, maybe, and in 2 weeks, another 2 go. Do you know the kind of way? Should I wait? Or is 4.5
enough? Is that
plenty?
Justifiable?
Yeah. Should I have gone after the first one? Mm. Maybe some people contact their landlord the whole time. I mean, I'm paying quite a fair bit.
Of course you are,
for
the
service.
Yeah.
So how many bulbs need to go before I make that dreaded call, send
literally
that text?
All we need is a number from you then.
Yeah. And in a voice note, if you could, 087-711-1038. My first predicament of the year, guys.
Anywhere between 4.5 and 9.
Yeah.
We'll do the finest this morning on 087-711-1038. And again, it is kind of anxiety fueling when you have to make a contact with them over anything. So I hear you. April is standing by. What do you think I should do here?
Oh, definitely just give him a ring and tell him that you want all 9 of them replaced. Like, you'll be surprised, like, people are ringing over 1 light bulb and that they can reach themselves. So if you're talking about the spotlight, they are a different type of bulbs that you do need to buy anyways.
Yeah, they're funny ones.
Yeah, no, I would definitely. And tell him just to change them on at the same time. At least then it saves him a trip back and...
Yeah. That's actually
a win-win
good
for
idea.
Both of you.
Right, so you're saying, like, go in and go full hog. I want all 9. I want the hall. I want the sitting room. Do the bedroom. I want 15 light bulbs.
I know, but
sorted.
You could say it in that way, like, just to save your job doing it again.
You should say that, but I know you're not going to say that. You're like, yeah, that's grand.
April, you listen to the show well. But no, I think you are right. You're onto something. I'll take it on board.
Yeah, no, like, I have been renting, like, Jesus, I'd say the last 15 years.
Yeah.
And we didn't really contact the landlord much that we could do it ourselves, but the spotlights now, they are very tricky. My mum has them and I remember
spotlights being like almost like an electrician job in my kitchen at home. I don't know, I'm not sure, but yeah, they're a bit more complex, definitely.
Okay, you've made me feel better. Thank you, April.
Yeah, no, definitely. Especially the fact that the spore is gone.
Starting to get pretty dark.
Yeah, it's getting pretty dim.
Thanks very much, April. Have a good day.
Bye.
Talk to you later. We also have Trish hanging on there.
Hi, Trish. What do you think I should do here?
I think you should buy all 9 and call your landlord and have him replace all of them at once, or invest in a ladder.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so someone just said to get him to do all 9 as well, but you're saying I buy them first and he just goes
up. I think you should buy them and then ask him to come out and then he can replace all of them and then you don't have to worry about it.
There you go.
Yeah,
that is a good move.
And that's really leaving a good taste in his mouth as well if you've done the buying and made that much of an effort too.
Yeah, a bit of a here's something I've
prepared.
And
keep the receipt and see will he reimburse it, even though I think that falls under tenant's responsibility though.
Light bulbs, yeah, probably does.
Yeah.
I'll give it a go. I'll be like, oh, and look, I have the receipt in case, if you want to pay for it or something.
Yeah, in case you ever want to buy these again anywhere.
You never know.
Yeah. Thanks, Trish.
Okay, no problem. Bye.
All right, a lot of people on board with this.
I'm feeling good about this now.
Column's there as well.
I would contact them now and ask them to do them, but ask them to do them all. That way they're not coming back to do the other ones in a couple of weeks' time. So, yeah, give them a shout now.
That is so interesting, because not once would I have suggested or thought that.
Yeah, I'd have been like, that's way too greedy.
But it is a good idea. It's like, save them more hassle doing it again. I never would have even thought of that.
And then I could sell the light bulbs that still have a bit of juice on adverts or something, make a few bottles. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Are you going to contact him today? Swear. Say I swear.
Scared.
Say I swear.
Still scared. Okay, I'll do it.
Say I swear.
I swear.
Yes.
Thank you. Ready to go. It's showtime. Body charge.
Check. Let's go. 3, 2, 1. Woo!
Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday.
Morning.
Hello.
Hello. I just heard Emily there talking about the Young Scientist exhibition. Yeah. Really brought back memories. Did you ever go to it?
I didn't because I skipped TY.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember just really debating whether to do TY or not. One of the things that was really was on my pro list was the Young Scientist really? Exhibition. But no, I bailed and moved on to fifth year.
We did it. I never did it. But we went to it like when I was in primary school and when I was in TY as well. Yeah, it was like a big thing. I enjoyed it. But I also heard that Funderland is on at the moment in the RDS. So the two are on at the same time.
Funderland know what they're doing then, do they?
Yeah. I think there's a fun trick if you were a teacher that you could play with this. If I was a teacher and I wanted to be really mean, I would be like, okay guys, we're going on a mystery trip, take the whole class up on the bus to Dublin. I would drive really slowly past Funderland, not tell them where they're going, get them all excited, and then be like, yeah, so we're here, but actually we're going inside, we're going to the Young Scientist exhibition.
And here's your worksheet to fill out all these things by the end of the day.
Yeah, now find this and learn about atoms.
Ah, surely they'll be busy enough in the afternoon.
Yeah, I wonder, is it a ploy to be like, you get the kids up to the Young Scientist and then they're just like, mom, guess what? There's a big Ferris wheel outside. I want to go.
The FOMO I had about the Young Scientist exhibition was more so about the different schools meeting and the new friendships and the potential little romances. So imagine going on the bumper cars with some fella from Clare today.
I tell you, there were no such friendships made as more judgments. I remember when we went to the Young Scientist, we were taking photos in front of this group of girls who were wearing their school skirts down to their ankles, because in some schools that was what was cool. The longer the skirt, the better. Whereas we were like, oh no, you got to have a bit of knee showing, like a little bit of skin.
Oh, roll.
So we thought they were absolute losers with their long skirts, and we were taking pictures like in front of them with our thumbs back, being like, look at the state of them.
I never had you down for a bitch.
That's what I learned at the Young Scientist exhibition. Morning. Want to talk about Post Malone this morning. He's in his generous era. Because on Christmas Eve, he tipped a bar worker $20,000 in Houston, Texas.
What a legend.
So sound, especially to that on Christmas Eve. The bar worker's name was Renee Brown, and her night changed for the better. She said she was kind of sad going into work on Christmas Eve because she had to leave her daughter at home. But then she met Post Malone. She said, he's hands down the most humble, personable celebrity I've had the pleasure of meeting. She said, he changed my life on Christmas effing Eve. Now, no need for the profanities there, Renee. She said, I'll forever be grateful.
I'd be screaming.
Isn't that unreal?
Yeah. And I wonder, does that tip just go directly to her or to the place she works? You'd imagine to her.
Oh, you see, that's the thing now. Would you say anything? Because, like, surely a manager would be like, now you got to split that.
Yeah, I wouldn't be splitting that. Sorry, no. He tipped me. He liked me.
Yeah.
You never know with him. It could be cash as well.
I think if you're a celebrity tipper, you need to be like, I want this to go to just this person. You need to make it very clear. But they do be tipping left, right and centre, these celebs.
I wonder, and again, we don't know the ins and outs, but I wonder what their interaction was that inspired this.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I think she, from what I saw about the story, she kind of was dealing with a little bit of hard times, like a single mom and stuff like that.
Yeah,
as well,
so maybe she shared that with him and he was like, oh, felt sorry for her, whatever. But the celebs do be tipping quite generously. And I think there's probably a bit of pressure on celebs to give a decent tip because people would kind of judge them if they didn't. So let's play a game of celebrity tipping higher or lower.
Woo!
So we'll use Post Malone as our starting point. He tipped $20,000, but did 50 Cent, and the clue is not in the name, tip more or less at a Burger King drive-thru back in 2020?
I'm going to say less.
He actually tipped more.
No, he didn't.
During the pandemic, he handed out $30,000 in cash to somebody at a Burger King drive-thru to support people. Isn't that mad?
That is very kind. I feel like crying.
That's so sound.
I'm 50 Cent, here's $30,000.
Yeah, 50 Cent has just gone up in my estimations. How about Harry Styles? Did he tip more or less than $30,000 at a restaurant in the Caribbean?
Definitely less. I think, if I remember the story, it was generous, but it wasn't in the 30s, I don't think.
Yeah, you're right. It was a hell of a lot less. He tipped $2,020 while
scabby
on holidays.
Fella.
Yeah, I know. Also back in 2020, maybe, I don't know. Why are you tipping the same as the year, Harry? It's kind of weird. How about Chrissy Teigen? Did she tip more or less than Harry Styles at a steakhouse?
We're down to 2,000 now. More, but not hugely more, I'd say.
Okay, she tipped less.
Ah!
A grand. scabby bitch. A grand in tips at a restaurant in Ohio.
That's the equivalent for the regular person of tipping like literally 50 cents.
I know.
Like John Legend is your husband, and aside from him, you are a wealthy lady from your own endeavours too.
How about the actress Charlize Theron? Did she tip more or less than 1K back in 2014?
I'd really hope more.
Less.
Who is this B?
100 grand. 100 euro. $100. Sorry. $100 is all she tipped at a frozen yogurt spot. She had no cash, so she ran back with the $100 bill and said, keep the change.
Okay, so that's not a tip. So maybe the frozen yogurt cost $12. So even less again.
Yeah, less again.
Maybe.
Good point. How about Jimmy Fallon?
He'd be
fairly wealthy now. Did he tip more or less than $100 at a sushi restaurant?
Definitely more. He's so recognisable. I'd say he couldn't handle the Twitter grief if it was deemed in any way scabby.
Yeah, generous. Jimmy Fallon tipped $400.
What?
Everything looks bad after 50 cents.
Disappointing.
He's a king. For a waiter and kicked off the new year at an NYC sushi restaurant. And finally, how about Jay-Z? Did he tip more or less than $400 back in 2011?
More, way more. I'm going to say it was up there with in around the 50 cent level of generosity.
Jay-Z has actually blown them all out of the water and he tipped 50 grand. At a Miami resort back in 2011. It was during his Watch the Throne release party and obviously maybe to the collectively to the staff working there, 50 grand.
Fair enough.
Wow.
That's actually pretty much what 50 cents should have done.
I think the moral of the story here is if I work in a restaurant, I want rappers to come. Yeah.
rappers. The most generous of the lot.
And the rest of them can...
Forget your former One Directioners, your Harry Styles and that,
Recharged. Yesterday, I was telling you about a horrible story, and if you're eating your breakfast right now, I'm apologising in advance. That happened to me over Christmas. I made a leek and potato soup. I fed the little bit that was stuck to the lid of the lunchbox to my cat just to see if they would like leek and potato soup. They did. They lapped it up, gave them a little bit more. They puked it all out. Swiftly and efficiently, a couple of minutes later, while my bowl of the soup was heating in the microwave, I then had to eat my bowl of leek and potato soup after cleaning up cat puke leek and potato soup. Disgusting. Sorry. I know, I said sorry. And it was disgusting. And now I kind of feel like I can never eat that soup again. And I knew Emma would be particularly affected by this story because she loves leek and potato soup. And then you came in with an absolute bombshell. You said, I've got two stories about leek and potato soup from the Christmas.
So we said, we better address these stories tomorrow. Well, firstly, just to say on the back of your vomit leek and potato soup story, it didn't put me off because I made some last night.
Okay, good. And are your stories gross or good?
Good. Okay, good. Great. I'd like to start when I was in Stockholm last week. Myself and my boyfriend Jack went to a gorgeous museum. It was actually the coolest thing I think we did. It was a photo museum and really contemporary photos and stuff. And we spent ages there and we were due to go and get something to eat, but we were kind of in the mood for something, so we went up to the restaurant on the top floor just to see what the story was, and we had a look at the starter menu, and on the main menu was leek and potato soup, and I said, well, winner, I'm doing it. I want to see what the Swedes do with their leek and potato soup. So because it was a main course and we were just kind of nibbly, we said, well, we just share it. Lovely. So that was fine. Very kind of glamorous area. Kind of beautiful view of the whole city of Stockholm.
Can I ask how much it was?
I'm trying to work it out. It was about 14 quid. Yes, it is Stockholm after all.
My main
course and shared, so not the worst.
But, worked out.
We were planning on eating something more later. But anyway, out came the waiter and dropped our bowls. No sign of any soup.
Yeah.
Hung around for a while, chatting away. What's the story is, out comes the waiter and... with a big jug and pours your soup into the bowl and like leaves kind of a, what would you say, not like a coffee design, but it was kind of like a little swirly. It was almost like the texture of like, I don't know, custard. It was so thick, right? And so I didn't have huge hopes because I wouldn't like my leek and potato soup that thick. We both, he was very kind and totally fine about the fact that we were going to share. So give us a spoon each and all the rest. It was honestly the nicest soup I've ever had in my entire life. Now, I'd say they put a full tub of cream in it, right? But then as you got down to the bottom, at the bottom were genuine soft little cubes of actual potato and actual little cubes of really soft leek.
Oh,
holy mother of mercy. It was divine.
Oh my God, my mouth's watering. Maybe I'm back on the leek and potato soup now.
My other leek and potato soup story was, I was telling
telling you all before Christmas that there was a huge gang of us getting together for Christmas Day. 17 of us, including my sister's in-laws and all the rest, meeting at my sister's house. And everyone had a job in terms of something to bring for dinner. Mm-hmm. And our job, as in my mom, my dad and me, was to provide the soup for 17 people. So the night before was, you know, getting it all ready. And we were trying to figure it out because we had to move about 4 miles that morning with the soup in the car. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, we nailed this last year, just driving really slowly over all the bumps and everything while the pots were kind of clanking in the back.
Yeah.
So we filled up about 4 or 5 different pots, half filled them to try and deal with this and put them on this really robust tray.
It's actually a really challenging task.
Quite a challenging task. Yeah,
especially on Irish roads.
Yes, yes, back roads. That morning, I put on my brand new jeans, a gift for Christmas, my new Levi's. I was obsessed. I love them. I've never had like lovely Levi's like that before.
Yeah.
So I get out of the back of the car first. We arrive at my sister's house and go to the booth to start emptying. And I just kind of say, don't mind this rubbish now taking them one by one. I'll be able to do this in one go,
no.
Right? So I lift up the tray.
Stop.
With like 6 or 7 pots of soup in it. I walk in the front door. My sister greets me with horror. She says, Emma, your jeans. There is a river of leek and potato soup on my Christmas Day outfit flowing down my little blouse. No. I was wearing. My mom was in such shock. She was like, Jim, my dad, take the soup off her. Jesus, Emma, you new jeans. Stay exactly where you are in the porch of my sister's house, damp clothing me down. I felt like a 7-year-old. She said, don't move. Your new jeans, the state of them.
Oh my God.
I had to strip off my new Levi jeans, my mother's orders, put on a pair of my sister's pajama pants and get them washed and dried. But when I say it was a river, it wasn't like it was. I looked
at it. And you didn't even know.
No, I couldn't even feel it at that point. It was only a few seconds. But literally.
It's like you had wet yourself.
Leek and potato soup. God, lads, the stories are boundless.
That's an amazing pair of stories.
If you have any leek and potato soup stories for us, please share them at any point.
By all means.
087 711 1038. Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. Well, hello and welcome to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. If you've listened to the show this morning, you will know that David Hammond is absent from class today.
Aww.
He has, he's sick. He's got a bug. He's not feeling very well at all. So, in his absence today, we will play with Ash and I. Don't say the same thing that Ash have written down.
Yes.
In case you don't know what this game is, the idea of the game is that you don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. If you say the same thing that Dave has written down on the sheet in front of him on a weekly basis, then you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir.
Yes, for example, and it'll be Emma and I today, we might ask you something like, name a car brand. And you'll hear 3 beeps, you answer on the 3rd beep. And if you say Volkswagen and we have written down Volkswagen, you lose, you're out, you get nothing. Good day, sir. But if you say Peugeot, you're in. And we move on to the next round, okay? You're trying to say something different that we've written down. Every one you get right, you get an IMC cinema pass, so you can get up to 5. And if you say something that's not in the category, you're also out. It's very fun. We said we still have to do it even though Dave's off. Mm-hmm. So if you want to play, you just message us the word game now to 087-711-1038. You can win 5 trips to the cinema. Happy
lovely
days.
Stuff. And just to kind of remind ourselves of how this game works, let's do a round. And play for now. Don't say the same thing the producer Callum has written down.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, we haven't played in ages, so will we get on with it?
Yeah, we need to refresh our
memory. So yeah, if you've not heard this before, this is how the game works. So question number 1. Name a character from the Shrek films.
Fairy Godmother.
Puss in Boots.
I have written down Donkey.
Nice.
We're 3 watches.
There we go. Number 2. It's as easy as that. You've got a cinema pass. Well done.
Thank you.
Name an app that you would find on your phone.
Calendar.
iMovie.
iMovie. What a rogue choice.
That's good, isn't it?
I have written down Revolut.
Very good.
There we go. Number 3. Gets a bit trickier now. Name any flavour of Tato crisps.
Prawn cracker. Smoky bacon.
Prawn cocktail.
Oh, sorry, Callum.
I'll allow it.
Prawn cracker.
I have written down...
Prawn cracker.
Smoky bacon. Ashling is out, so it's just Emma still in the game.
Emma with the prawn crackers.
Name something you'd put on a hot dog.
That's a great one, Callum.
Ketchup.
I have written down... Onions.
Yes!
I love onions on a hot dog.
I wasn't sure about mustard, so that's why I went with that.
There you
okay.
go. And number 5.
Come on!
It's a 50-50 one, this one.
Ah, you divil.
Noughts or crosses?
What?
X's or O's. That's what we'd say in Ireland. Not.
I have written down not.
No!
Emma loses on the last one.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Damn it.
I enjoyed that.
That's what happens. Yeah, that's what happens when you fail. But when you win, by God, is it fun? Okay, so we have five things written down. If you want to come on and play, it is game in a WhatsApp now to 087 711 1038.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
But today it's Don't Say the Same Thing that Emma and Aisling have written down, and we want to give five IMC Cinema passes away today.
I think it's fair to say, Sam, you're a big fan of this game.
Yeah.
I think you entered 15 times, Sam.
Have to try.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to get five tickets for that.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Good. I'm actually going to that movie tomorrow. It ends with all...
the one with Florence Pugh and thing.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Andrew Scott, is this? Yeah, anyway.
Andrew Garfield.
We live in time. Let's move swiftly on. So look, if you're familiar with this game, you might be familiar enough with Dave's psyche, but a brand new kind of version of that today, because the idea is don't say the same thing that Emma or Ash has written down. It's a game where if you say the same thing that either of us have written down, then you lose. You get nothing. Good day, sir. We could ask you something like name a car brand and you'll hear three beeps. If you say Toyota on the third beep and we have Toyota written down, then you are out. Okay, the potential to win five cinema passes here.
Yeah, you also have to say something that's in the category. You'll be out if not, and you'll have a chance to kind of stick and go home with your passes after each round as well.
All right, hon.
Okay, perfect.
Let's go, Sam. Question number one on Don't Say the Same Thing that Emma and Aisling have written down. Sam, give us any letter in the alphabet.
Y.
You have written down Y. We have written down P.
Woo-hoo!
You're still in.
Woo!
Sam, do you want to take home your one IMC Cinema pass, or would you like to move on for the chance to win a lot more?
Move on.
Okay, perfect. Sam, question number two this morning. Name any Beyoncé song.
Crazy Love.
You have written down Crazy in Love, Sam. Emma and I have written down Crazy in Love.
Nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Oh, not to worry.
It's here in the sheet in front of us, Sam. So sorry, Sam. Thanks so much for listening.
No worries. Thank you.
Sam.
Bye.
Sam. It's 2025.
Yes.
It's the first time playing Don't Say the Same Thing that Dave has written down. Dave didn't even bother to show up, but you did. So we're going to give you two IMC Cinema passes.
Oh, thank you so, so much.
Nobody goes
thank
up empty-handed.
Thanks, Sam. Thank you.
See you later. Bye. Thank you.
Hopefully Dave is feeling well enough to come back and play his own game on the show next week.
That'll be great.
But who knows? Moncrief and Warm on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
I know a person who announced a pregnancy recently, and Moncrief said congratulations on the post. Do you ever see like some famous person comment on your like friend's pic and you're like, how do you know them?
He's friends with like a gang of people I know from Waterford.
Yeah, you were supposed to go on a date with him once, weren't you?
Jesus, Aisling.
He'd be commenting on your pregnancy now, Emma. Just you wait.
No need for that. All right, Michaela's on the way. Catch you back here in the morning from 7.
See ya.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.